1.14 Part 2
What did you learn about yourself during this process?
I learned that there's not just one job that is right for me. I went into the experience thinking I will do 25 and I will figure out which is my dream job and that's what I'll go away and do. But what I found out was that that's not necessarily true at all. I discovered the concept of portfolio careers, which is the idea of having multiple part-time, short-term, freelance, contract jobs that make up the equivalent of one permanent role.
Do you think young people nowadays have to be prepared to do many different jobs, that the whole idea of going into one career for life doesn't exist anymore?
Absolutely. I would completely agree with that. I think the idea of one permanent 9-to-5 job is, if not dead yet, it will be in the next 20 years. Mm. Young people today will have on average 5 different career changes, not job changes, career changes over the course of their lives. And to do that, they need to be able to continuously upskill and be able to get on with different people. So I think it's people skills, almost more so than technical skills, that will get us through the longevity of our careers. Uh-huh. And bear in mind that people of our age are going to be working well into their 70s. Our careers are likely to be ultra marathons. So we have to like what it is that we're doing.
And how do you think we can teach people skills?
So personally, I think our education system, both in terms of secondary school, college and university, needs to be much more focused on skills rather than technical subject-based learning. We need to be teaching young people how to network, for example, which is one of the absolute core skills to progress yourself in your career, is learning how to walk into a room of people you don't know and to find people that are mutually beneficial that you can develop relationships with.
So what are you doing now?
So what I came away with was several different jobs that I ended up doing. So I now work as a public speaker, as a writer, doing bits of journalism and as a speechwriter as well. So altogether, they make up the equivalent of one full-time job.
Do you think your future career might take off in a completely different direction?
I very much expect it to. So one of the main things that I also learned from doing the project was that there are different careers that are appropriate for different stages of your life. Mm. As you get older, you have different priorities, different financial commitments, different stages of your personal life. Mm-hmm. And that means that you have different jobs that are relevant at different stages of life. So whilst I adored farming and it was one of my favourite placements, I don't think it is right for me in my 20s living in a very urban city like London. But me in my 40s, perhaps with a family, I might love to move out to the countryside and start a small holding farm as part of several other different elements of a career.
Well, thank you, Emma, so much for talking to us today.